development of rooms that he intends to build. He could shorten those units instead of...
I agree.
Instead of the stories he projects, he could knock a floor off of each of them. He can produce fewer units. So he's not locked into a space issue at all. He has no space issue if he doesn't intend to build
the full height,
his projected complement of units. So I don't see it's a hardship at all.
I agree with Rick completely on that.
The other thing is do we just take and disregard the what numbers that this board and have we been supposed to look at as far as regulations?
We just disregarded the last one.
Well,
we just made a variance for.
But it was another deal that they've already started, of course. But it's a little different thing when you've got parking involved, and we're selling these units. These units are not going to stay in these people's hands, and whoever buys them is going to be at the mercy of these people. To say you can't park here, and parking off property to me is totally a mistake to even think that could happen. And you've driven Lakeshore. There is no sidewalk. Yeah, there is no. Yeah. I mean, it's white line to white line, and there's not going to be any in those 4 weekends that this man's talking about. The busy ones, Connecticut is open. Those parking places are already full.
Well, we can't approve a project that you can't park at the project.
No. I don't feel that. I mean, that's not. I don't think that is this board's intent.
I would agree.
Now, the right number. I don't know what the right number is.
Yeah, that.
But
that's
we
my
have
question.
To look at what we are told is the right number, which is the ordinance that we're looking at.
And it's oftentimes insufficient.
Yeah.
We've seen that.
Well, we're given the power to make variances when that may not make sense.
Right.
What I'm saying is, does the number we have right now in our code make sense, or is there another number that makes sense? I'm not saying I know what the number is because I don't, but there may be a number that we may say, you know what, we'd be comfortable with this.
Well, I'm like Mr. Persinger. In our nights that we've spent here, it was the complaint about too many cars parking on the street anyway. So is that number, like Mr. Persinger said, that number is not big enough already?
For a single house or
residence. In a lot of instances.
Yeah, which is, it's a little different than what we're talking about today.
Well, the factor, though, is what Rick said, though, is there is a variable here, which is the number of units that have to be built, or we can lessen that number. So if the building was already built, it's one thing, but because it's not there, this is not a hardship.
Choice seems to be.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's a hardship or not. We never asked the applicant that question. I mean, I've got to think that they have an investment in number to hit, and you said, hey, we're going to take out 10% of those units. Well, it may be a hardship. I don't know. My question is, what is the number that we would be comfortable with? I don't know how to even arrive at that. I almost turn it back on the applicant and say, well, show us what your civil engineer, your partner, whoever it is, has come up with. Because even if we take out the number of units and say, hey, we'll allow you to build not 99 bedrooms, but what is the number? Is it to match what we currently have in the code? I don't know that applies to a conglomerate of units all together sharing one parking space where you can have overflow from one unit that may have more parking into the other three units that don't have enough. I don't know. I don't know the answer to it. I'm posing that question. If we were to modify and say, hey, we would allow it, but only if you do X, Y, or Z, what is that we would allow?
Well, at this point, it's kind of been determined that, you know, according to the applicant, we don't really have any more room than you can do 71 units. So to say, well, you know, is there another compromise? Could you do 99? Could you do one per unit? Well, if there's no room.
But so, even if you were to say you could build 90 or 71 bedrooms,
right,
that would still require a variance from us. We're saying that's okay, one for one and not 0.7 for one?
What would the math be? We've got a mixture of detached homes that will be 6. Is that right? And then we've got the high rises.
There's 5 planned single-family homes.
How many bedrooms?
And I don't know that I know the bedroom counts per the homes. He could give you that.
There's already two other single family homes on the property as stands.
It's five, the single family homes are five bedroom units.
So that's 25 bedrooms?
Yes, sir.
And how many cars would be for those? Would be two car or one car per bedroom, right?
And then one for the unit, so yeah. Six per unit, so 30.
So that's six.
That's 30 for the single family homes.
Okay.
And what about the condos that are already there that are pre-existing?
Well, the parking
there's only one pre-existing high rise there.
The parking units there is sufficient for nightly rental use for the two single family homes and the existing condominium building.
That's existing.
And there's 41 now.
Yeah. So if we don't build those other two buildings, that's the only way that it's going to fit the regulations.
Well, it sounds like our options are we say either nope, we don't grant a variance, or we'll grant a variance only if you do 71 beds max. It's up to the applicant if they even want to continue down that road, or?
Or would that be a separate?
Well, my position on that would be to deny the variance. He can do the math and know exactly how many bedrooms he can build to meet our code standards.
Yeah,
with math.
My point is, I'm not sure that our code is the right number if it's a grouping of condos all together sharing one parking space. I'm not sure what the right is.
But bedrooms are bedrooms. I mean, if you've got five bedrooms per unit and you've got 12 people there, and they didn't come from the same house to drive here. They drove from seven different places, maybe. So there are seven cars for that, and we've only got five car spots. So that's why I feel that the number that we do use is a good number.
I agree.
Yeah. Regardless of boats.
Regardless of boats.
Yeah.
I mean, and like he said, you know, they can say the HOA is going to suggest do not bring your boat. Well, you don't come to a place that's got three lakes and stay on Teeny Como where you're going to fish every day and not bring your boat.
Or golf.
Yeah, but we've heard the complaint about parking on nightly rentals that we have approved, and they meet that parking requirement already. So, I mean, the argument may be we're not getting enough. Nick, my point is it may be the 1% of the time on the one house is the issue, and we're building it now an entire condominium to say you've got to meet that 1% of the time, 100% of the time, all the units. Maybe
well,
that's not the right.
Well, already said that there's four times a year that it doesn't fly. Well, where are those four times a year, where are those people going to park? There's no place to park. I mean, whether it's one time or 15 okay. times or every weekend, it's going to happen, and it's not going to happen to really hurt these people. It's going to hurt the people that buy these units. That's my thing. I'm just trying to uphold what our board has been instructed to use for a number and try to protect the public.
Well, again, it falls back onto the factor of an undue hardship. And my opinion still says that there is other options that should be made before the board can approve it, in my opinion.
Well, there's certainly a lot of discussion, a lot of thought going into this. Appreciate that.
I mean, the board does have the ability to modify, but I understand what Mr. Roebuck's saying.
Yeah. What do you modify?
Postponing
yeah, that's,
it.
Yeah, that's a piece I have. I'm okay with the modifications, what I'm saying. I don't know what the right number is, and it sounds like we're not comfortable. At least some of the members are not comfortable even making that modification because we don't know what it is. So it's almost as if the applicant were to come back and justify, hey, here's what I believe we need to modify to or reapply with a different number that we'd
number
be more comfortable with.
Possibly.
Then maybe that's, yeah.
Well, and that's the hard part is how do you determine that number? You know,
that's the thing. I don't want to be the one to determine it. The county's got something now that at least seems to work, unless there's a civil engineer or somebody else that comes and hangs their hat and their shingle and their license on the line saying, this is what it is. If I can get complaints on the July 4th, then, hey, buddy, you're the one that...
Well, yeah, but there's no recourse even if that does happen.
Right.
Big deal.
And with all that land around there, there's no other place to park.
Or not build this many units on this sort
and,
of
and no
property.
No other property around there that can be purchased or I don't know. I'd be grabbing straws, but shuttling something. I mean, I don't know.
I do agree it's exceptional narrowness, shallowness to shape or topography. Yeah, it is. I get that.
But we did not have to build those additional homes at that point.
If the,
we knew how many parking spots were there.
If the property has already been built, then yeah.
Yeah, we inherited a foundation, but if you're adding to it, then yeah, that kind of makes that.
Yeah, that's not a good.
That's a choice.
Yeah. Well, that's the same thing can be said to the last applicant who had a building that was bigger. It was a choice.
Right.
You know, there's been many times this board's had to make a type of a compromise, you know, and we don't always get it perfectly right, and sometimes we hit it straight on. But in this case, I think the board needs to come together in a way to either think of a good compromise or make a motion to go either way, either for or against it.
Okay. Would someone like to make a motion?
Use the guy, Rick.
Well, I'll have to make a motion to deny this variance request on 2022-006 variance at this point, as it's structured, because there was additional buildings already designed in there, but there was more additional buildings built since the purchase that threw the parking off even further. Is that as plain as we need to get?
I think that's got it, and I'd second that.
Okay. So, all those in favor of... How do I word it? Denying the variance?
Denying the variance.
Denying the variance. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
There you have it.
Okay.
What was the count? I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't.
I
was looking at me like, I'm in favor of denying the variance as it currently is.
I'd like to see some adjustments made, level of how many levels you build. Man, let's try to figure it out, because I'd like to see everybody do what they want to with their property, especially when they spend money, but not when we're turning a problem over to somebody else and we're done with it.
Absolutely. I hear you for not saying it, but we do have all those 16 units already sold, so... With that said,
I
sitting here today, I think I've found a solution, so I'll
figure it out.
Okay. But I
appreciate your time. Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you. All right. So we can move forward to old and new business. A discussion for moving the BOA September meeting.
So I've got the calendar up on the screen so you guys can look at it. But
thank
that
you.
21st, the week of the 21st, which is the September meeting, you do not have an August meeting. So our next meeting, if we get something on the agenda, will be September 21st. Actually, it'll be at a wedding that night. So it would be easier on Marla for public hearing notices and mailings and everything. If the 28th would work. That's the following week. So everybody just look at your calendar. And we could schedule it for the 28th tonight if you would make a motion to move it to that date.
I'll make a motion to move it to that date of the 28th at 6 p.m.
I'll second it.
I'll second it.
Or third.
Or third it. All in favor?
Aye.
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 That passes.
We'll send you reminders, and then just remember, August meeting. So
okay, no August meeting.
When you don't get your packet in the email, that should be your reminder that, hey, I don't have a meeting.
Good.
I appreciate that.
I did the same thing when we went electronic with the school board. I printed it. So I can
All right, with no additional old or new business, can we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I'll second that.
All in favor?